This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the closing ceremony of the 90th anniversary commemoration of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today. President Murmu arrived in Mumbai last evening for her two-day visit. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has asked opposition parties not to mislead people over Waqf Amendment Bill, rejecting fears of property confiscation as propaganda. He appealed to all the political parties to participate in a detailed discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill when it will be brought up in Parliament. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju said the bill is ready and some leaders are spreading lies over the bill, which is very detrimental to the society and the nation.
The innocent Muslims are being told and misled by saying that the government is going to snatch the properties and rights of the Muslims. The falsehood is breaching all the records.
Meanwhile, Catholic Bishops Conference of India, CBCI, has said that certain provisions in the existing Central Waqf Act are inconsistent with the Constitution. CBCI said the Waqf Board in Kerala has invoked these provisions to declare the ancestral residential properties of more than 600 families in the Munambam region as Waqf land. The CBCI urged political parties and legislators to adopt an unbiased and constructive approach to the issue. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that the Narendra Modi government over the past decade has uplifted country's health infrastructure by taking a holistic approach to improve the health sector across the entire country. Mr. Shah said the health infrastructure has been improved from the primary to tertiary level. He was addressing a gathering after unveiling a statue of Maharaja Agrasen at the Maharaja Agrasen Medical College campus in Hisar, Haryana yesterday. In Myanmar, the death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,000. A massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake followed by a 6.4 magnitude aftershock minutes later struck country's Mandalay region on Friday, causing massive casualties and damage in multiple countries. We have a report.
Myanmar State Administration Council's chairman, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, has announced 7 days of national mourning. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast as part of the mourning. Rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing, while international relief efforts are being swiftly mobilized to address the dire needs of the affected population. India, Russia, UAE, the United Nations and others have sent specialist search and rescue teams alongside humanitarian aid. India has launched Operation Brahma to aid rescue and relief work, pitching in with tons of ration, tents and medicines. The rescue teams from India are working to extend critical support in search for survivors and medical humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support. The Embassy of India at Yangon in Myanmar said more aid and support is on the way to Mandalay and Yangon. Swati Rakheja from News Desk for Akashwani News.
In neighbouring Thailand, 19 people are reported to have died. Under Operation Brahma, 50 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR materials carried by INS Satpura and INS Savitri were handed over yesterday in Yangon, Myanmar. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has stated that electric vehicles are the best option to reduce air pollution menace in the country. Mr. Gadkari inaugurated the e-bicycle through Srikant Bapat's Lab India yesterday in Thane, Maharashtra. The Union Minister expressed confidence that India will be on top in the production of electric vehicles by 2030 and added that the price of petrol, diesel and electric cars will remain the same in the coming time. The Unified Pension Scheme UPS for central government employees will come into effect from today. The UPS is introduced by the central government as an option under the national pension system. In the IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium last night. Earlier put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders were dismissed for just 116 runs in 16.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.